This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Homeowners around the country and in Wisconsin are struggling to find qualified people to do projects. In a climate of record low unemployment in Wisconsin, skilled tradespeople are hard to find for small or big jobs. Patty Murray reports.
Bocourt and Dakota Stasinski are working on a porch project in Green Bay. The two young men are in demand. They're graduates of Northeast Wisconsin Technical College and are in business for themselves, as Stasinski says.
So far, we've had a stretch. We worked like 17 days in a row. One night we worked till midnight, drywalling and mudding up the garage just to get the job done for the guy.
Social media sites such as Nextdoor often have people in search of a handyman who can tackle projects. Dakota and Bo are well aware of that fact.
Oh, some people, they
want it done yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of people want it done, you know, before they even call us, and they just can't find people to really book it in because the contractors are just so far booked back. Years, some of them are, and, you know, starting off on our own, it makes it a big deal that we can actually get these projects in quick and get them done for the people.
We're looking for people that have an interest in learning a trade.
Ryan Foley is a vice president at Green Bay's H.J. Martin & Sons, which contracts for residential and commercial projects. He says the company is reaching out to high school and even junior high students.
They might not know that it even exists. So that's what we try to do, is just to provide some awareness and some exposure.
Foley says the company starts qualified workers at upwards of $30,000 a year plus benefits. He says huge projects such as the Foxconn factory in southeastern Wisconsin are draining off workers from smaller jobs, compounding the problem. Natural disasters such as hurricanes can also draw skilled workers away from Wisconsin. Another industry executive says people power isn't the only thing in short supply.
Both product and people.
Andy Sellner owns Allaire Homes in Green Bay and is vice president of the Brown County Home Builders Association. He says 10 years ago, he could get something like a door delivered in a couple of weeks. Now it can take a month or more.
Which shows that they are running into issues in the factories as well to produce the products that we need.
Since full-time skilled tradespeople are in such high demand, Sellner and others say retired contractors are taking advantage of the situation and stepping in to do smaller residential jobs. Jean Francisco is an associate dean of construction and transportation at Northeast Wisconsin Technical College. He says there are many job openings in the skilled trades.
Department of Workforce Development has predicted 11,000 jobs increase over what they had in 2017. So that's a lot of folks. It's just crazy right now. My neighbor's an electrician, and I asked him about doing some work for me the other day, and he said, I'm not taking new customers.
Meanwhile, guys like Bo and Dakota are ready to take on the jobs, as Bo says.
You can use this skill anywhere. It's awesome.
You're going to be everybody's best.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
The glut of available jobs may be good for Bo and Dakota, but a shortage of workers could be hampering the wider economy. This summer, the Federal Reserve said tight labor markets in areas like construction and manufacturing were threatening the pace of economic growth. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.